Hello and welcome back to another episode of Living from the Heart Space. My name is Zara and I am very happy and grateful to have you here listening to me. So today we're going to talk about a little something on manifestation and I guess just living in the future versus living in the present. So I have a goal. You know, I know the kind of person that I want to turn out to be. I know the kind of things that I want to do. I feel like I have had to go into the future to kind of carve and shape out the kind of personality that I would like to embody. And then now I am having to learn how to kind of bring all of that goal and all of those goals and all of those visions into the present to make actual practical steps to reach my dreams, to reach my goals. You know, okay, so you want to get a new apartment, but you're not. And you visualize the apartment, you think about the details that you want the apartment to have, the preferences, I want the apartment to be a two-bedroom apartment, I want the windows to be this kind of windows, to be facing this kind of direction so that I can arrange the home in this particular order because this is going to be my dream home decoration. And then you think about it could be my own house. I could have built the house, or I could be renting this house. And while renting this house, it is a little isolated from the rest of the people, rest of the town, the rest of the village. Even it is in, say, this particular area, you know, it is located, it's basically like just you carving out the details of the things you want, the specific things you want. And that's where, or this is the part where you have to kind of work your way up towards believing that literally the things you want can come true. You know, it's possible for you to be able to get the things you want. Say you want a house with these kind of windows, located in these specific places, that has these specific directions. All thoughts are recycled thoughts. I mean, if you're thinking it, someone else has probably thought that thought that you're currently thinking. There is really nothing new under the sun. So, why do you feel like someone in the particular country that you're dreaming of visiting hasn't kind of built that idea of the house that you want? And even if they haven't, why can't you do it? You know, because then when you think about, okay, I want this house to look like this with this particular design, if no one else has done it, or if you are unable to actually find that particular design, get in contact with the person that has done that particular design, then you are now being challenged to build that house yourself. And obviously it could be a little exhausting because that's a huge challenge. You have to really task yourself to say, I am going to build a house. Like saying concretely that I am going to do this. Taking on the weight of that task. That's a huge challenge. And not a lot of people are really up to carry on that challenge. And so we let go of our dreams. You know, okay, I'm going to settle for this kind of house, let's say a one bedroom home. Wait, no, I was going to say house and home at the same time. Okay, so let's say a one bedroom house, because it might not technically be your home yet, but you settle for a one bedroom house with two windows in the places that you really want them to be in. So you are settling instead of saying, I am going to carry out this task myself, I am going to put in the action. Anyway, yeah, back to the topic of discussion. It's just, you, once you visualize everything, specifically, be very specific. Like, that's the thing with visualization. You have to be very specific. You have to enter into every single details. You have to see the image in your head as if you are currently there right now in that reality, experiencing yourself standing in the apartment. You see the colors vividly. Let it pop into your mind's eye. You imagine the kind of designs, the placement of the decorations that you're going to be living in. You have to get down to the details, down to the verity. Make sure you cross all your T's and dot your I's. And then, you let it go. Because even if it doesn't happen, you can't hate yourself. You can't be angry at yourself. You might be slightly disappointed, but who wants to be disappointed at themselves? So you have to let it go. I know what I want, but find alternative means. I feel like the goal is basically to be grateful and satisfied, to be content in whatever area that you're currently in. Okay, I want more. I know I want more. These are the things that I want, but this is the situation that I'm currently in, and I am going to try as much as possible to just find the most anchoring things here. Find things that makes me being here right now worth being here. Like, even though I am not in the home that I want to be, you know, I am not there yet. I am working towards that. I am visualizing it. I'm making it reality. But I am not there yet. I am almost there. I would be there in like a year or two, but I am not there yet. So am I going to say that for this year or two that I'm going to be here, I am going to forever disassociate because I do not want to feel the weight of the discomfort? Or am I going to actually try to find positives in this situation? Am I going to try to create peace? Am I going to try to create a little safe haven in this particular spot, in this particular wave that I am currently experiencing? It's like that one bubble in the ocean. So even if there are waves and crashes and all of that, you are safe in that little container. Like, think of those really huge bubble things that you see people riding at the beaches and stuff, right? Like, this really very, I don't know what it's made of, but basically it cannot burst. It's just you in a round bubble. Yeah, so in that kind of bubble, you have your water, you have some snacks, you have, like, it doesn't matter what will happen. Even if you fall off a cliff, you'll still be fine, because the bubble cannot pop. It can only just keep being passed around over and over and over. Like, you just keep rolling and rolling and psh, psh. But it's impenetrable. Like, you might lose your footing. You might go unconscious from all the rolling and rolling and rolling and tossing. But you cannot be touched inside. You are still intact. Be in that kind of bubble. Or keep your mind in that kind of bubble. Try to keep your consciousness in that kind of bubble. Yeah, nothing can penetrate into this consciousness, into this vision, into these dreams. Like, I see it clearly. I know exactly where I'm going. I know that every single step, every single move that I take is leading me up to that vision. Like, it's, there is absolutely no way that it's not going to manifest. You know, it's when the doubts arise in some part of my mind goes, nope, I reject it. I trust myself enough to know that no matter what, no matter how long it takes me, I am going to get there. Imagine that kind of unshakable faith, that kind of unshakable will. And then take in the fact that you are present enough to be able to take the practical steps right now. I want to travel to this particular country and live here for a particular amount of years. And so I need to find means of making money and actually consistently put in the action, consistently put in the seeds. I can't remember what I was going to say. Yeah, but I'm continuously going to put in the action, put in the energy, put in the time, put in the attention, put in the consistency. I think that was what I was going to say, towards making this a reality. I am going to keep watering these seeds. I am not going to miss a day. I am not going to relax and rest and put myself on the back seat anymore. I am not going to doubt myself anymore. Like, I can't even go back to that, mindset, to that mentality. I can't. So, doesn't the dream have nothing else to do but to manifest when you know that there is no way it's not going to happen? Like, I just know. I trust. I trust myself. Mainly, you have to trust yourself, mainly to know that you can actually bring this thing into implementation and you can handle it when this thing comes into implementation. It's like trying to start a job, a business that you know might still expand, and then you have to trust yourself to be able to lead people. You need to trust yourself to be able to lead people. To be able to take the stand and say, okay, I know what's best for my business. If it crashes, it crashes. You know, I would take the brunt force of it, but I want to put that energy in. Then how did I manifest? Like, and that's, I feel, what this time period is about. It's in putting the dreams to the back of my mind, putting the dreams to the back of your mind. You've filled it with so much willpower and so much faith and so much belief, and now it's time for action. It's time for you to take the practical steps to do to do. Even though that sounds like so much work, like, now I feel constantly exhausted because I know how much energy that I have directed towards building up that dream, towards living, fully embodying that dream. I know the stress that has cost me in just 1 month. Oh, Jesus. But at the same time, it's like, how can you be a herbalist if you don't, in the present, learn about herbalism and learn about God's health and learn about, like, just plant medicine and using the plants, in the sense of using the plants to heal yourself? Okay, I am currently sick, and so I am going to take, okay, say I have a throat viral infection, right, or a cough, what kind of plants do I take to cure a cough? You can take the mugwort, you can take rosemary, there is thyme, cloves, ginger, garlic, obviously, elecampane. There are, and then you make a tea out of these things: mint, peppermint, what kind of mint are there. You take all these things, you make them into a tea, and then you drink them and you watch for the results. And if they don't work, give it a week. If it doesn't work, take medicine. Like the other time I had malaria, this was last week, a little bit over a week ago, I think. Or last week, I can't remember. But my cousin got sick, then I got sick, then my mom got sick. And while my cousin and my mom both took malaria medicine, I didn't. I decided that I wanted to try plant medicine. I have been talking about becoming a herbalist for so freaking long that if I don't try to treat myself, I would probably be so fucking disappointed in myself for not even attempting to finally put into practicalities the things that I have been learning about and studying about and reading about. And so I made like this particular tea and I drank it one time. And then I have like this other matcha green tea plus turmeric. I love it so much. It has nettle in it. Oh god, that's like one of my best teas ever. Now try that with honey. Anyway, I made some thinnies into a tea and then I drank it. And then subsequently after that, I drank like the matcha green tea thinny that with nettle in it. And I was fine. I was fine. I am fine. The cough took a couple of days. It took like, I guess, 2-3 extra days for it to work I've lost my train of thought. 3 or 4 days to work. Wait, no, 2-3 days to work. Lower than, I guess, the medicine. But it still worked anyway. My body still healed itself. And I had no need to fuel myself with Big Pharma. Like, yeah, maybe the medicine worked. Maybe. I feel like they do because I used to take them whenever I was sick and I know that they worked in healing me to some degrees. So why would I stop believing that they work now because I don't use them anymore? I'm trying not to use them anymore. Now I'm trying to be more energy centered. My chest hurts. What can I do to or not the chest pain? You know, can I try some Tai Chi? Can I try some Reiki? Do I need to eat specific foods? Do I need to do specific yogas? Do I need to work out? What can I do alternatively to kind of heal this particular side of myself? And then I give it a week or two, and if I see no difference, then I could begin to slightly say, hey, okay, maybe it's time for me to call in this particular extra helping hand while I also do this particular thing to boost my system up. Because I don't feel like, even though people try to make it seem as if Western medicine is so wrong, it's so evil, we live more now ish except from all the junk food that we're consuming, but literally, you know, we don't just die from sickness. Take penicillin. Even it was discovered by a science guy, so there are some things that, you know, are quite useful and helpful. But it doesn't mean that immediately you get sick, you run to get some medicine that might or may or may not do anything for you. Anyway, the point is that how do you want to become a programmer in the future if you're currently not learning programming? How do you want to become a fashion designer? How do you want to become a content creator if you are not doing the work right now? You're not learning the skills right now. You have to actually make the practical steps right now, learn the skills, make the money, walk the talk, and that can be tough because it's going to take so much work, right? I mean, putting in the practical steps is so much freaking work, but at the end of the day, it's going to be so worth it because then you would be struggling and striving now and putting in all the hard work now in order to give your future self a break, in order to finally get to that place that you want to be. And that's really all that I guess I wanted to say. That just do it now. It's now time to focus. It's now time to put in the hard work. And I think maybe that's what your 20s are about, really. Your early 20s. You have the power to change things if you don't like things. You don't have to feel powerless. You don't have to feel like you can only have what is being served to you. It's okay to want to change the fucking future. It's okay to want to do magnificent things. It's okay for you to want to have dreams. It's okay for you to put in the work to have those dreams. It's okay for you to have conflict. And that's a normal part of just living and being human. In learning your own power. In stepping up. In taking responsibility for yourself. Yeah, anyway, thank you for tuning back into another episode of Living from the Heart Space. My name is Zara once again, and bye. Peace.